I caught myself the other day saying, I'll play later. Now, this wasn't about a game night or a trip to Disneyland. I was literally just pushing aside this simple joy of what I love the most, which is crocheting or doodling or really being outside and enjoying time with my family and dancing like nobody's watching, although you could watch former Zumba instructor. But it hit me. Like somewhere along the way, I started treating joy like it was a reward instead of as it should be, a requirement. You need to be happy. It's a necessity. Hey, hey, it's Michelle, and welcome to Simplifying Life's Beautiful Bitchiness. Let's keep it real. Life can be a bitch, so let's make it easier. We're all about saying peace out to constantly juggling all the things and create simple, stress-less life systems that work for your version of a balanced life without the burnout, without the BS. Whether you're juggling mom life, managing a chronic illness, or just trying to get through the day without losing your shit, I got you. So grab a drink, take a breath, because we're diving into real life strategies with a little bit of goofiness, a few F-bombs, and plenty of holy shit that makes sense moment. You ready? Let's do this. What this taught me was that I was so wrapped up being productive, being useful, the doer of all things as I am, and being on all the time with my air quotes, that I truly forgot what it was like to just simply be. And it was, what is it like to play, to laugh for no reason, to enjoy something just because? And I love laughter. I have a ridiculously annoying cackle. At least to me, it's annoying. My husband enjoys making me laugh. So there's that. But I did go through a moment where I forgot what life was like to be happy, to enjoy life. Joy shouldn't be a detour from life. And it's what's part of making life actually feel worth living. And again, I know that's cliche, but truly, when you're happy, everything is clicking on all cylinders. Everything feels lighter, feels, I don't want to say cupcakes and rainbows, but for you, it may feel like cupcakes, rainbows, lollipops, and the whole shebang. You know what I mean? It's probably sitting on your back porch, your front porch with a drink and just, this feels good. And just having a moment to just, you know what? I don't have a care in the world right now. This feels great. And if we're not including joy on purpose, it's way too easy to get lost in the shuffle of the mundane things in life. Here's the thing. Life systems aren't just about staying organized or keeping life's beautiful bitchiness at bay, although it's the icing on cake, a bonus, all the things. If we can keep the life from lifing all of the time and let the joy be joying. Okay, that sounded terrible, but you get what I'm saying, right? And there's just something about making space for rest, for peace, for connection, and yes, for joy. And trust me, if you're always stuck in the what needs to get done in the work mode, I need to get stuff done, I need to check things off my list, then add joy to your list of things that needs to be checked off and schedule a decent amount of time, minimum 30 minutes. If you truly have a busy day, then okay, 10 minutes. That's my thing for the baseline is 10 minutes. 10 minutes or more for anything you're doing, especially joy, that's great. That's what you need. Make it a part of your to-do list. You don't want joy to become that thing where you get everything done and then it's, oh, wait, I was supposed to have fun. I was supposed to take a moment for myself and enjoy the day and enjoy life. That's why you have to build joy into your system, because it's a requirement. It's an essential task on the to-do list. Think of it as a joy pocket. I like to call it a joy pocket because it's something that is a tiny intentional space in your day for something that makes you feel more like you. Here are a few ways to add joy pockets into your day or into your schedule without overcomplicating it. Name your joy pocket. What's one small thing that makes you smile, breathe easier, or make you feel more like yourself? Give that a name. Then, number two, schedule it like it matters, because it does. Again, even if it's just 5 to 10 minutes, it can make a difference. It's probably best to even schedule it in the middle of the day, so that way that middle chunk can get you through the rest of your day. Even if you're having a fantastic morning, schedule that joy pocket in the middle of the day. Protect it from the productivity guilt. That's the next one. This isn't extra. Again, it's essential. It's essential to your self-care, to your creativity, to your playfulness, to you, that keeps that rejuvenating feeling inside you and lifting you higher, lifting you up, and making you feel good. If you are a visual learner like me, make it visual. Put it on a sticky note. Put it on in your calendar, on your phone. Put it on your mirror. Put it on a vision board, so where the different type of joy pockets you want to create, that could be a new vision board for you. And then bonus, these tiny joy pockets will add up over time. They shift your mood, your mindset, and how you show up the rest of your day. It's awesome. It's so much fun. So what's your joy pocket going to be this week? I'd love to hear what joy pocket you create or what lights you up. And even better, tell a friend. Make it a friend thing, a group thing, a community thing. The more, the merrier. Because when you lift yourself up, you're lifting somebody else up. And the happiness just spreads. That's what we need more of. If you want help creating a life system that brings a little bit more joy into your day, I suggest booking a game plan check-in with me. So that way we can map out your schedule, your version of a day that feels lighter and more you. That's a wrap on today's episode. I hope it gave you something to think about, laugh at, or actually use in real life. If this one hit home, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. And if you're feeling extra generous, drop a review. It truly helps. If you want to keep the combo going, head to the show notes for all the links and resources. Until next time, inhale the calm and exhale the fire.